This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It was absolutely thundering and lightninging when I left my house.
Today?
Yeah, on
the way
here.
But not raining, kind of?
And raining.
It was also raining.
Actually, okay. I should say that.
I just saw the foreboding clouds on the horizon.
It did start with no rain.
Okay.
The clouds are extremely storm coated.
It's so storm coated.
They were very storm coated.
A weatherman says that.
Okay. So this low pressure system's highly storm coated. And the sky is absolutely spilling. So I think, is the show happening? Okay, so I think we gotta just really make this a really special episode and actually solve the issue that we've had.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, I guess from the top, all right, so you've already heard her talk a little bit. We're here with the host of Winky Hole, and it's so amazing because obviously you've been guesting on podcasts successfully for quite some time. Everyone's been enjoying it and you're like, why the fuck am I giving this away?
Exactly.
When I could have ownership of it.
Give me a piece of that.
Make them all come to me.
I'm starving.
Yeah, and munch it.
Me want cookie.
Me want cookie.
And if you haven't heard Winky Hole, she is eating on this show.
I'm eating coated.
Yes.
I'm food coated.
So meal coated.
It's meal coated. It's factor meal coated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a factor arrangement?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, not that just the fact that she mentions factor means that she has to have.
That's right.
This is a brand that people know about.
People just eat it because they eat it. It's not just a podcast thing.
That's
a
right.
real company.
Yeah, it's a real company with real chicken.
But I was just observing her energy and your personality right now is just obviously you are on the plan. So
just because of my vibe?
Yeah.
Are you on the plan?
No.
I
would hope it's obvious.
Yeah. Okay, it's obvious.
My energy levels are
through the roof.
Fucking insane.
I actually find my factor tolerance has built up so much that I am going to have to start upping my factor dosage. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I've already created some false accounts to start getting multiple deliveries to my house because they do try to limit it.
We've been talking about starting another podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Factor based?
To get more.
Or just to get more money.
I mean, I think that would tip them off if we were hey, we're starting a factor based.
It's all about factor. I think they might start to look into it more deeply.
Because they're going to be we already know that we're
so
that you're getting
gonna
the weekly.
Be about
literally could
like
be
books.
Thistle
books.
Or
thistle.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Also throw them off big time.
Well, I just think they'd be
Sakara.
They'd be so
I don't
want to
piss
for
them
that.
Off.
No.
That's very delicate.
No, because imagine your
factor. But it's called negging haze. That's
exactly.
So
that's
much of our philosophy.
For negative.
Yeah, you guys are kind of the neg kings.
Oh my God. That's why people do the show. You know what I mean?
We do
three things.
Say
we neg you. We demonstrate value, and we establish safe touch. Keynote.
Keynote. Delivering a keynote speech.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of keynote, what about keto factor meals? They're really good, and they have so much fat in them.
You can see it.
We tried it.
Quivering.
Yeah.
Glistening. Yes.
We tried them for one sesh and we were like, these are the best ones ever. And then we looked at the calories and we said,
and that's by the way, it's not called a meal when you do factor. It's called a sesh.
Yeah.
You're having sesh.
We're having sesh. Ew.
You know what Kevin told me?
What?
That his garage is not going to be ready for the housewarming party.
Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah, Kevin was telling us.
Kev, so what the hell are you going to do?
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
What are we going to do as
what
a group?
What are we going to do?
You know what I mean?
Three of us.
It's going to just be a couple of wooden walls and
the stucco layer is not going to be.
The first
So he tried to have the cake decorator use frosting.
Yeah, but the cake decorator.
I said, "Well, here's the cake."
Oh, you could. It was they were down. But yeah, you
they
just
were
kept
doing
it.
He ate it all.
They were doing it, but I couldn't help myself. I got a sweet tooth.
Oh brother! Oh brother! Hey guys, you know what? Now that I do podcasts, you know what I heard? The first 4 minutes are the most important.
Yeah.
If you don't get them within the first 4 minutes, they're out of here.
That is something that we really needed to know 10 years ago.
Who told you that?
Everybody.
It does make sense why like a lot of people. Like,
wait, and so are there people just kind of wandering into these things?
Maybe. I would imagine you guys have your decade-long fan base. You're good. You're
couple
not,
of them, yeah.
Couple of them. You're good. But I guess if you've got new listeners, you know what I mean? New listeners, they might be like, let me try this thing out. Okay. Then, yeah. But the people that have been listening for damn near 20 years.
Well, what we find that sometimes somebody will come on the show who, like, we don't know that well. And they'll go, like, I love the show. I love how you do these crazy fake stories at the beginning. And we'll be like, oh, yeah, we kind of stopped doing that, like. 3.5 years ago.
Almost anything they say betrays that they haven't listened for a real
so
but it's like they
funny.
Checked out one and they checked out the first four yes. minutes, as yeah. you said, which is the crucial part.
That is so and good.
But here's why it's important, because your guests, that's what they're going to know about your show, is they're going to listen to 4 minutes on the way there.
That's right.
Do the recording. And then they're going to be like, oh yeah, I like the show too. Anything outside of the one yes. episode that I picked out with the like guest that you had whose name I knew, which also was over 3.5 years ago.
Did you call him out or did you say, thanks, my man?
Present company excluded.
Of course. Of course.
What episode are you on?
Well, I don't know. I listened to... I was just listening to Joe Mandy.
Oh, no, what episode in your show?
Your show. I don't give a fuck about my show. Oh my gosh. I live with
Jesus
my show.
Oh my God. Okay.
Christ. I want to know more about
shout
you.
Shout out to Joe Mandy. Great episode. I'm halfway through your episode.
Okay. That's one of ours. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm not even going to ask if she thinks there was only one.
No, the most recent.
The most recent.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not even going to ask. He's okay. So heartbroken.
Yeah. I'm not even going to ask which one she thinks is the most recent.
It's clearly the most recent.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to ask. I mean,
I'm not going to ask.
I can't. No, I'd be destroyed.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Thank you.
I'm listening to this Winky Hole thing.
Yeah,
you keep it moving.
You gotta.
I was noticing that some of your guests don't know what the Berlin Wall is.
I noticed that too.
What percentage would you
say? Smart guess too. They kinda...
So far, it seems like 0% yeah. are aware of.
We gotta have a Berlin Wall.
It
question.
Comes up a lot.
It
huh?
does. Yeah.
And something okay. that Darcy will do is just kind of ask the question again in the exact same language, like. Maybe you didn't hear the question. That's the only thing I could think of that would lead to what's happening now.
Right. Sometimes I think it's like a Wi-Fi issue because we don't, you know, we do it over Squadcast. Mm-hmm. Different than Zoom, but similar.
I would listen to that, okay. And it could be a promotional tactic to just advertise that by the end of the episode, you will know if the guest has heard of the
that's
Berlin
great.
Wall before.
That's so great. I do you mind if I take that back to the team?
I encourage you to.
I wish you would.
What network are we?
We're
pushing around town.
NBC. No. No.
Your podcast is NBC.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Why? No offense to you. NBC's doing worse than
bad.
I thought.
Things are bad. It's
I hadn't heard of a show of theirs in a little while.
This
and
is
I
what they're doing now.
Like, this is where we went. Yeah.
So we're it's Smartless and
it's more
Wondery.
Like less smart when I hear some of these guests.
Oh my God.
More like less smart when I hear
some
of these guests.
Do you
mind
if I take
that? Smart than you for you sure. Should,
yeah, oh less smart God. Than me. I know what the Berlin Wall God. Is.
I'm just lucky that I'm not a guest on my own show because I don't know shit.
That's a very powerful thing. And speaking of power, Hayes and I have been given a very great responsibility. Mm. Do you know who Jesse David Fox is?
Yeah, I do. Vulture?
So he had this like sort of ingenious idea yeah. that like, I don't know how no one else was talking about it, writing about it, but basically he... said after the Super Bowl,
yeah,
hey, wait a second, all these musicians are doing the halftime show and no one likes it or knows who they are. What if a comedian did it?
Wow.
So we bring in this comedian to try to get him up to speed for it.
Bill
and
Hines.
Bill Hines.
God, it sounds so familiar. Oh yeah, Bill Hines. Yeah.
He's very like sleepy coded.
Very like,
yeah.
Which could be nice, yes. Sort of a counterpoint.
Well,
jeez,
I'm supposed to stay awake for the whole game? Right. Like, let me have a break
and
is what we thought.
Some like different energies, perhaps.
Well, this is what I'm, but this different energies is exactly what I think we need, because as we kind of dug into it with him, and he brought some pretty strong material, we ended up, and we brought some too, we ended up realizing that like, just like somebody standing there talking to a mic is just mm-hmm. not going to have the energy yeah. we need.
And him in particular. And him too. It's not going to work.
No, God, it's, no.
We're not moving forward.
Shit. No, it was really.
To use a football analogy, we deleted the football's phone number.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
To okay. put it into football terms.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
the football will not be invited back on the show.
And does,
that's just to put it just in. To use a little bit of a sports term.
Does he know? Does Bill know?
The football?
Oh yeah. Does the football know that he's not going to be invited back on?
You know, he seems like a bright guy. He'll put two and two together.
Yeah, but you're not going to like let him go. Sort.
What
like,
are we going to tell everyone who's not going to be on the show that
yeah.
they're
gonna
not going to be
again.
On there? Yeah.
I mean, imagine if we had done that with you, then we wouldn't have had an episode this week.
Oh my God. Wait.
You know what I mean?
It's like if I had a bad show on this.
I'm just saying, if every time somebody left the studio, we went
never again
to Kevin,
he
emailed them, then we wouldn't be able to sort of like move past it and realize.
Because we
like,
can change our minds.
How?
Like,
okay,
oh my God.
I got a real question.
I'm a fickle little stinker, aren't I?
He's a flirt.
I got a real question for you. How many times?
Sorry.
That's okay. How many times have you had someone on and you do say to each other, never again?
They say it to us.
Yeah.
and it's a lot.
And it's mostly.
So we have to figure out
we gotta
the
fill
stage
this space.
Direction,
okay,
like
sorry.
Lighting cues
right.
and stuff like that.
Oh, because basically you guys have this, you got the.
We have this.
We have to,
we
got
have,
it. We have to block this
yeah.
space.
Yes.
Winky Hole is a goddamn runaway train rocket ship, and we want to kind of strap ourselves in there.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't even think about
halftime
this.
Halftime podcast.
And we need, and it's like, and it's like, Jesse doesn't always have the idea, but he does have the idea that gets you to the idea.
Yes, okay. So
because stand-up comedy, I believe, is dead and has been for a long time, and the new art form, the new vehicle through which you can deliver some of the same ideas as stand-up comedy is podcasting.
Yeah.
Jesse
so why
is doing
a podcast the halftime
yeah,
show.
Yeah, totally.
CPR on a lifeless body
he
and he's
get
doing it.
It
on its belly button.
Yeah.
He didn't know if he maybe knew CPR better.
Yeah.
He might have actually been able
to
save
come up
this
with
guy.
This podcast idea. Now,
well,
you
to save stand-up comedy.
Oh,
like
shit.
He could never have come up with this podcast.
Okay, right.
The podcast thing.
But he could come up with the idea that leads to the idea.
Yeah. Now, yeah. when you
and you need that guy.
He damn near did.
And he damn near did.
Yeah.
Now, when you think of a podcast being the halftime show, do you think of just in your ears or would we be able to see it? Would it be like a, you know what I'm saying? Because I know
full
the
blackout.
New.
Blackout.
Yeah, that's what
just
I was
not
thinking.
Show anything yes. on the TV.
Because I know the new.
And all the people inside the stadium, I guess, have to like put on like a weighted sleep mask.
Well, they have to be quiet for
yes.
sure.
They got
to
shut.
They
the
have to
fuck
shut that
up.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have to shut the. Up.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think, you know, obviously these gorgeous cameras, these gorgeous boys, the lighting, like podcast is sort of entering the visual world hardcore.
Right.
Mm. But let's go for the first one. I'd say let's be pure podcast. Pure podcast.
For the first one.
The first.
For the first one.
This is
so
how the medium developed. We didn't just like go straight to, or
oh,
we
yeah.
they tried to do that with the Video Podcast Network.
But to be clear, you're planning on doing multiple Super Bowl halftime shows
okay.
consecutively and
okay.
easing them into the idea of the Super Bowl halftime
clear,
show.
Let me be clear.
Adding video at some point
let me be
down
clear.
The line.
I feel like Wiki will be the first podcast to do the Super Bowl halftime, but we're just opening the door in. You guys want to get in on producing this? Smartless Wondering and the fucking Hat Pack?
The Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah. Isn't that what
do we want to get in on it?
Do it's you like want to...
Oh, do we want to get them in
no,
on it?
No, do you
mean?
Want to get... Do you guys want to produce
your podcast normally?
We produce your show.
Yes.
And then it's more of a natural fit. Maybe when we talk to these Super Bowl guys, I don't know which ones are... I don't know which teams it's going to be yet. We haven't gotten the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to talk to the
sure.
teams, obviously, and it'll affect the guests. Like.
Because from what I've gathered, Jesse David Fox basically mm-hmm. came to you guys in a way. In a way.
in a dream.
And said, I think a stand-up comedian should be the halftime at the Super Bowl.
It sure felt like he was talking straight to
me. You guys said, let me think on that. Actually, stand-up is dead.
You killed it. He did CPR so badly on it, he basically did kill it.
It was actually doing okay when he started doing CPR, but if you blow hard enough into someone's belly button, they're going to have an issue.
You get air in the bloodstream, basically.
It's not actually as hard as you think.
It's certainly not as hard as he did it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you guys had the idea to do podcast in the Super Bowl, the halftime at the Super Bowl. What's it called again? The halftime show. You're suggesting WikiHole, my show, be the first one.
What could potentially be consecutive halftime shows.
Right, every year.
In this game.
Oh.
We might do a couple.
Oh, shit.
It depends how the game is going. You know what I mean?
Right. Because, doesn't actually have to be at the half.
Did you watch the halftime show this year?
Who was it? Let's think. Let's think back. I can't remember. Hold on. It was so recent. And let's just think back. Hold on.
What are you thinking? What are some of the general elements?
Rihanna.
Well, let's wiki-hole our way to the answer.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you, Sean. Okay, so.
Okay. Kevin, look up Edgar Allan Poe.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest.
Pull up the Wikipedia of Edgar Allan Poe.
10 years. 10 years.
Okay. That's Google.
Is this tri-month?
What does that mean?
Just ended.
It just ended. Okay. Boy, it snuck up on me, and it snuck by me.
What's tri-month?
And it snuck by the listeners tri-month as well.
Tri-month is every year, and this is the heartbreak that I was trying to avoid.
Okay. No, it's okay.
Not asking which Joe Mandy episode. Tri-month is what we did every year where in the month of March, we get guests where we're like trying really hard to book good guests.
We try to actually get people at least that we haven't had before, if not legitimately good guests.
Darcy is from like a pure star power, like slugging percentage perspective, like a qualifying guest. It's
absolutely
only that she's like been here so many fucking times at this point that like she could not be
in the tri-month.
She already did it last year.
Did I? No, I didn't.
She did it for the big one where we had like 12 guests. Sure.
Oh, yeah. On Zoom? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I really did not deliver that day. I'm glad you guys had me back.
It was not going so well, like in the moment we were to Kevin, like kind of off mic, like we need to get a bunch more people in here.
That was that was 3 years ago.
No,
it was 1 year ago.
It was 2 years ago.
Okay, got to be 2 years ago because it felt very COVID-y.
Kevin,
it was
how much COVID years?
Coded.
I think you're right.
It was very coded. COVID-19.
Wait, I'm not going to apologize, and I know you don't want me to. I love this podcast. I don't listen to every episode. I don't listen to any.
You take a month off every now and then. You take spring break is what it sounds like. You have to.
I don't listen to every episode of any podcast. Okay. So if I don't know what tri-month is, you got to believe me that I love you guys and I love the pod.
I'm telling Ira. Hello, Mr. Glass. Here
they
comes
call
the
me.
Tea.
They call me Mr. Glass.
Okay, so we're on Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Even in these many minutes that you asked me what this halftime show is, I still don't remember.
Let's look at some of his notable work. That's why we're
taking you down the wiki hole.
I'm going to try.
We're going right to the notable works. Okay.
Okay. Well, what did you want to do first?
Well,
you
I don't
see
know.
If we could get to it through the Episcopal Church. Of
well, I think we probably needed to go one more step ahead of Edgar Allan Poe and go to like
could.
Could
Baltimore or something.
I think so.
So the second I think of it, should I say it or should I let you guys go down this wiki hole?
I think you should say it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to notable works.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just taking a tour through his...
Oh, I got it.
His military.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got it, but how are you going to get there?
Yeah, well, it's...
It's one of his notable works.
Yeah, we were going to
have the fall of the House of the Weeknd.
Yeah.
Who was the host of the halftime show this year. Yeah. And that's what we call it technically. I didn't know this. They call it the host.
Okay, wait, so...
The Weeknd, of course, is friends with Amontillado, who was the performer.
Yes.
What is his name?
Amontillado?
Is that... Yeah. Wait, okay, was it or was it not
Amontillado.
Usher?
Oh.
M-O-N-T-Y.
Okay.
Y... A C H T O.
So are you okay? Now, okay. Sometimes I gotta break through. Is there really an Edgar Allan Poe story called
Fall of the House of Usher? And it was recently also adapted into like a Netflix series.
Did we watch it?
You know, I haven't gotten around to it because I'm so swamped with the podcast.
Oh, so much.
Podcast.
And do you know what they said to Usher after he hosted the halftime show?
What?
Nevermore.
Which is what people say to you guys after they do your podcast.
After they do our podcast. Yeah, we heard that before.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A Frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
We should talk about who to guest on the halftime show.
Yeah.
We got to get it. So, like, let's assume, I mean, who do we want to, because, like, let's line them up a little bit with the cities.
Okay.
That are playing,
but
right?
How do we
so
know
that
who's
it
playing?
Feels like.
We got to have.
Well,
options?
We got to figure that out.
Okay.
Do you, so how many get, what's the capacity you feel like that your show has for, like, how many
great
guests?
Question.
Right?
We've only ever had 3, but I feel really confident that we could have 4.
Talk to the fire departments.
I talked to the fire departments.
See if they let 4 people.
Yeah,
there.
they were into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like any more
if
than
if there is an emergency,
right? What are we gonna do?
You're like at a certain
totally
like the tonnage of people, you're gonna like crush each other
totally
on the way to the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On the way to the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like Yeah, and but she our record, podcast then, our podcast has had that a lot of times where everyone is trying to like get out like as quickly as possible.
Right.
You know?
And then
they get smeared.
They get smeared against the wall. Smeared. Yeah. People do get smeared. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I guess depending on what football teams are in the look at one of his short stories is the name of a restaurant that's on this goddamn block.
We don't like to.
Okay. People didn't know. Great.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
We try not to tell people.
Probably
where
pretty
we are.
Easy to Google. Yeah. No, you could just put it in your.
Don't tell them about Google. Because
that's why. That's why we had them get rid of. They had our poster outside, and we were like, "Get rid of it." That wasn't them that decided to do that because.
You guys said
no. They were like, "Can we leave it up? We're really proud of the show."
And
we
said,
were like, "No, we were like, put other shows up, like rotate through other ones."
Oh, that's
like,
nice of you guys.
Don't keep ours on there forever. So that's why they decided not to do that.
I love that.
I wonder if Taylor would be interesting.
Ooh,
and people are like, "Oh, like of course, like the script is they're gonna bring the Chiefs back.
Okay,
they gotta
I see
be able
saying.
To show Taylor Swift. It's rigged." And it's like. Obviously not, but she will be dating whoever is in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
So we're kind
no,
of
she's that's... like the octopus that picks the Super Bowl winner. But
say more on
but
that.
She's like the person who picks the Super
What's
Bowl.
What's this
like
octopus?
The person who
decides
makes love to. Mm-hmm. One of the gentlemen.
So what's
who will
this,
be winning the Super what's Bowl the,
and gets a treat afterwards, like the octopus.
So what's this octopus? That's who? Tell me.
Pull
more.
Pull it up, Kev.
It's another wiki hole.
Is it like Puxatani
Phil
in a way?
Super Bowl pick Copa del Mundo.
We're going down a wiki hole. Wiki hole.
Okay, so Kevin has Googled octopus.
The word octopus. Okay, great. Maybe like.
Now, what would you do from here? You see this. You see Octopus Wikipedia, what WYD.
What do you do?
Yeah.
You, well, we're looking for something that has to do with football, right?
But I'm saying for your show.
Oh, great. Like, well, okay, here's that you want to sneak into my, a little sneak peek?
Yeah, let me
behind the curtain a little bit, because I'm listening to this thing and I go, how do they do it?
Okay, it does, it's not going to like look good on my ass.
All right.
I don't do jack shit. We have writers that go down these wiki holes. All I do is tell them, I say, hey guys, here's a thing I've been thinking about lately, and then I'll come up with a topic. Now that takes some work.
They start with the topic.
No, I do.
Yeah, but they start with the topic you've given them.
That's right.
And then all the rest of the
all
work is
the
done
rest
by
of the
them.
Work is them. So
it doesn't look good on your ass.
I know.
Sorry to say it.
I already said that though.
It
so at least
look
I'm admitting
good on
it.
Your ass.
At least I'm admitting it. So now, thank
do you
God,
wanna,
Wikipedia.
Do you
want to
shout them out? That could be dope.
Yeah, Megan O'Neill.
So Megan O'Neill's multiple writers.
She honestly is. Okay. Mary Beth Brown.
Yes.
Eric Cunningham.
Sure.
And if you think I know any of the other names, you got another thing
that's
coming, baby.
That's so many.
Wow.
That's stupid.
You're
a job creator.
I know, yeah. And the other thing, and thank God Wikipedia isn't like sponsoring us. Can I admit another thing?
Please.
It's not good. It's going to look bad on my ass.
Oh no, not again.
You think.
Oh, you ready
God,
for it?
Not again.
You thought that Wikipedia was a person.
When I signed on. No.
Wicked Pete.
Wicked Pete.
If he's wicked, we shouldn't be using him at all. But he has so many riddles.
Wicked Pete. He'll take your firstborn child. I don't use Wikipedia that much.
Okay.
I just don't use it that much.
Darcy, that looks so bad
that
on
looks
your
really
ass.
Really bad on your
I
ass.
Have my brain is my brain.
So wait,
bad.
I'm sorry. You like act and stuff, and you don't use Wikipedia.
I feel like I Google more than I mean, sometimes a Google gonna lead you to Wiki. But what do you mean I act and stuff, and I don't use Wikipedia? In what's the correlation? Info?
Are you fucking serious right now?
Are you even like, fucking serious?
Say
this
it.
This isn't part of your. So you're saying you like play characters,
sure.
And Wikipedia is not part of your process at all.
Not at all.
Okay, tell me you don't research your characters without telling me you don't research your characters. That looks so bad on your ass.
There's been actors longer than there's been Wikipedia, so fucking riddle me that.
Yeah, they used and to all have the encyclopedia before that.
First of all, they had
the encyclopedia. I never said I didn't
and
use encyclopedias.
Sucked.
Name one good performance prior to Wikipedia.
Okay, I could.
Oh, please. No. Disagree.
I that one never said I didn't use the encyclopedia, bitch.
Okay.
And this came right back around on us. Okay. We should have gone with my response.
I think she might be
when we both responded at the same time.
But I think that actually might have been directed at me.
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys, we got off on the wrong
foot. She got the fucking CD-ROM out.
So what have you been doing in the first 4 minutes?
Yeah.
How have you been responding to that note?
I don't like that note.
You
got to
really introduce
don't.
The idea every yeah. time.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
It's not going to look good on my minutes? Ass. Hold on.
This whole episode has looked so bad on your ass so far.
They're going to fire me hard.
Kevin going to have to fucking chop and screw this edit worse than the Wiki Hole episode I listened to.
He said worse. That's so mean coded.
Oh my god. No, you're said... keeping it tight. You're keeping it tight. You're gonna let people trail off and just go off on a tangent?
No. I hear you.
You're fucking
No,
Adam Pally.
Happy birthday today.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, cut that because I don't know what day this is coming out and we can't have
cut
that.
Yeah,
we
and cut people it. Will use it we to find have, the studio yeah, as we well.
People confused about when we're doing this, where yeah. we're doing this. Okay.
So who's been on the show so
no,
far?
No, no, no.
So
I was going to tell you about the first 4 minutes.
Oh, right.
Basically,
right.
I'm trying to really chit chat with the guests. I mean, and by the way, love my producers, love my team,
yes.
my whole Wiki team, love them.
It's a big squad.
Big
huh?
squad.
Squadcast. Squad goals. Right?
But I feel like I'm trying to like have a chit chat with the guests, get the listeners to know who's who, what's their personality, what's their style.
You should right. say squad holes.
Squad holes. Okay, I'm doing that in the next episode.
Like the show.
But we are getting the notes that we got to get straight to the trivia ASAP. And I'm pushing
the
back a little
gotta
bit.
Start. You want to do the guest intro first.
I want to kind of
So
like,
the listeners are 1 minute in.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I guess this bitch is never going to get to the trivia.
You calling me a bitch?
No. Talking about myself.
One, no. Two, you called him a bitch yeah. before. Three, he said you were being a bitch. He didn't call you up.
And I was referring to the listeners.
Oh,
and as I think I've established, yeah. I have yet to listen to the show.
To
but
my
I'm
show.
Going to.
Yeah.
Yes. Am I going to listen to every
fine.
Episode?
Exactly.
No.
He might have been talking about John Gabris.
Oh, yeah.
Because ultimately, the guests have to get to the trivia as well.
Yeah.
That's right.
So maybe yes. that's who he was saying. He was going, this bitch is
this
never going to get to the
never
trivia.
Gonna, exactly.
He's going to keep,
exactly.
you know.
Yeah.
Introducing himself.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Look in my eyes, boys. One in each. Will you be on my podcast?
What?
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. If it's at an okay time.
Kevin, give her my email. Let's schedule something. Let's get something
scheduled.
No, I have
your phone number. You were at my wedding. We know each other really well. It's been almost 2 years. I mean, 20
Please
years.
Please don't bring up weddings right now. I got this one I got to go to this weekend that I'm dreading.
Oh, no. Who, what, where, why?
You
why
invited,
right.
by the way. I didn't hear your name on the seating
no,
chart.
No, I haven't. I don't. I'm not going to any weddings this weekend.
How'd
Who's
you
getting
fucking
married?
Manage to get out of that?
Someone we both know?
Yes.
I don't need to go to any more weddings ever.
Yeah.
What? So this is the one that there's a fucking housewarming party connected to it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, so Kevin,
and here, guess what I heard?
Yeah.
The fucking garage isn't even
okay, hold on,
the
hold on, hold on.
Isn't ready
so
for
you're
the
telling me Kevin is
a
having a wedding
party.
This weekend?
Yes.
This weekend?
He's extremely wedding
and the garage,
oh my God.
The garage he burnt down because he misunderstood the original meaning of a housewarming party.
Housewarming party. So all this time in Pittsburgh wasn't even a wedding?
That was a shower party.
Thank you.
No. You're no. like you are 100% right to ask that question. All this time,
the motherfucker
Pittsburgh.
Has been in Pittsburgh for I don't know how long. It couldn't squeeze a wedding
couldn't
into
squeeze
that.
Squeeze one little wedding. You're there on
Gotta
weekends.
Gotta fucking
I
bring
assume.
It back to my house. Jesus.
Oh my
Christ,
God.
That was a shower.
Are you guys speaking at this wedding?
Great
Another
question.
Great question.
Great fucking question.
I have actually,
right?
So the answer, we have not been asked.
Okay.
But
like,
I am assuming I'm going to have to okay. bail this thing out.
Yes.
You're just going to be ready. Be ready, truly be ready.
Like, no, we'll have to get... I've got to basically do the equivalent of pulling the fire alarm on this thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got to get it back on the fucking rails, man. You know what we should do? We should play fucking Wiki Hole.
We should play
We should play Wiki Hole.
Oh, yeah. I am
getting the wedding ready. Get the Super Bowl halftime show buzz going.
So who has done it so far?
Okay. The band Muna.
Okay.
Okay.
Before us. All right.
No, no, no. They're...
I mean, yes. So
is that why you're asking? You're asking who's on the list? Like,
you know, before we've literally been doing this for over 10 years.
Yeah.
It just kind of started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
2 hours ago.
But they were first. Off.
Okay. I thought of them because their episode came out today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got your Gabrus's, your Blair Sockies, your Adam Pally's.
Uh-huh.
You got, it's funny. Okay. Can I tell you something?
This better not look bad on your ass.
It's going to look really bad.
It's going to
look so bad on my ass.
You don't know any of your other guests?
It's almost like when I close my computer, I forget all about it. I forget it even existed.
That's what the computer's for.
Yeah.
When I close it, I go, what have I been doing the last hour?
All done, huh? Wow.
Okay, I did just record an episode with Eugene Cordero, Mary Holland, and Brandon Scott Jones, and we laughed so hard, my stomach hurt. Legit hurt.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
I hope it was from the laughing.
What if
it
I listen? Yeah, what if I listen to the episode?
Yeah. What if? And that'd be nice.
I'm not gonna listen to every episode. What if I listen to that one and I realize, like, so House? This is something that House would do. House would listen to the episode and be like, "Oh, she actually wasn't laughing that hard in the episode. It must be something wrong with her stomach. She's sick."
Yeah, we would go like, first we would think you have lupus. Yeah. Would it be lupus?
It's not going to be lupus.
Then we'd have to go to like really a more hurting. Obscure condition.
Oh, my stomach still hurts, and that was days ago.
Yeah, and then we realized that you helped Kevin eat the wall frosting from the garage.
Is there going to be a third with us?
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has to be someone who, if we all have to like evacuate really quickly, that I could like
what
be fast
that I would get out.
But it would just be one person.
I don't have
We're
to
not
be.
Talking four.
Hey, look. Like, if there's a problem, I don't have to be the fastest one. Right, I just have to be faster than the third guest.
I'm thinking Justin Thoreau.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't want to be in a foxhole with him.
Yeah, he's getting out.
Trust
quick.
Him about as far as I can throw him.
Okay, I was just spitballing.
This just in. No.
Okay. What? Let's see. Who's your favorite girl?
Okay. It's girl coded. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh my God, there was a show called Girl Coded.
Yeah.
Whoa, did you hear that noise?
Yeah.
It was from swallowing water. And if you think I'm going to apologize, you got another thing.
What was your fucked up stomach condition that made it?
House is hitting the rewind 10 seconds.
Violent gurgles coming out of your midsection.
Actually,
this is not.
No, that was actually Sean. There's no way. I forgot we're on camera. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck,
yeah, you
fuck,
could kind of see it.
Yeah. You can see my throat go wom, 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 wom.
Who else is in the pipeline?
Okay, let me think.
What do we got lined
in
up?
In the hopper.
Do you guys want I don't know, Minka Kelly?
You've been talking to Minka Kelly?
Minka.
No, we haven't. We could. You want to?
Gave her my seat at a UCB show once.
That's nice.
She used to date Jeets.
Who's that? Oh, Jeter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of a UCB guy named
Jeets.
There probably was.
Jeets Hines. Yeah, there's got to be a Jeets around there.
Jeets.
Yeah, one of those
the
Hines.
Third Hines brother. Jeets.
Okay, who do we want? Well, I feel like Nicole Byer would be really fun. She hasn't done the show yet.
She funny, would be really yeah, fun, which is really a problem. Fun.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be the worst
Thank
guest
you.
On
no,
the
no,
show.
No, no, no.
In
she,
the same way as, like, I want to be able to get out of the room.
Yeah.
Like, I also want to be better.
I also want to survive while I'm in the room.
Okay, but here's a question. comedically. Because to you, it's more about comedically than, because it's a trivia show.
No, no. I'd love a drama actor. Someone who's, like, a big star who I can, like...
Okay.
Like establish myself.
Oh, that's
with
great
because
it brings people in because they go like, "Oh, I want to hear like,
Anthony Hopkins.
And also now I know this person. I'm friends with them. Yes. I use your relationship with them to form my own.
Oh my God, I can see Anthony it now. Kind of like, hey, good, yeah. You would be like, hey, Anthony asked me about something, but I don't have his number. Do you mind putting us on a text chain or something?
Yes. Yeah. That is so good.
I feel like, and by the way, I feel like Anthony Hopkins was an actor before Wikipedia, so we could fucking ask him your stupid question about how you act without Wikipedia. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Could we do that on the show?
You could ask him. Go to Anthony Hopkins' Wikipedia page.
Please? Gotta get it, please? Nope.
And by the way, so you don't like you this don't is understand. Also this is so fucking embarrassing
working with Kevin.
Like you don't realize that like Wikipedia just when we started to all be able to use it,
yeah,
like that doesn't mean it didn't exist for like a certain class of shit. Actor mm-hmm. before that.
Oh my God, privilege much like,
you
me
didn't have
sorry
you didn't have access you're right. to it.
It came out from behind the paywall effectively,
so okay to speak. Sorry yes. sorry wait, does that look bad on me or does that look good on me? Does that make
it
my
looks
ass look bad?
Good on you, looks bad on your ass.
Y'all getting a spray tan tonight? Because I am.
Okay, so
at night.
Yeah, guess, weird, right?
No, I think that is that makes way more sense to do it then.
The night sprayer.
You don't even have... If it's daytime, it is kind of like go outside. Mm-hmm. But at night, it's like, well,
sleep
okay.
it off.
Like, well, no.
No, sleep it off, but sleep it on.
When
sleep
the
it
sun
in.
Goes right. down, the town becomes tan. These are the stories of the night sprayer.
Okay. You're making me chuckle, Shawnee.
Hey, get the fuck out of town.
Okay.
Down,
I thought you wanted to. Hey.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that's who Anthony Hopkins is.
But she's
is.
Not sick. I mean, she's not like
my tummy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. That's
well,
good.
That's
okay.
actually
all right.
helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. God. Sometimes I come on the show and I'm like, don't laugh. Play. Just play
just
the character.
Cool.
Just be mean cool. like everyone
and
else.
And I just
is
giggle.
To us.
I just
yeah.
giggle my dumb little.
No, people want this energy sometimes.
Okay,
and
the first
time
4 minutes,
to get
I think.
Like fucking shit.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever? Died on a podcast?
Oh, no.
And that would be good or bad no. for a podcast? Would it be like Artie Bucco's restaurant where you don't you try to avoid that happening?
Can you put Artie Bucco in the Wikipedia? Because I don't know who that is.
You don't know Artie Bucco? He
Sorry.
Owned Vesuvio.
Come on, man.
I don't even know.
Tony's getting the clams there.
Oh, wait. Oh. Okay, so from The Sopranos?
Yes.
Wait, he's a character from The Sopranos?
Yes.
Does he get killed by Tony?
I don't remember.
I think he
certainly
does.
Not. I, he's
doesn't
not
he,
happy.
He's sweet, right? And he has a sweet family. And he doesn't want to get involved in the mob. But
kind of sweet. Charmaine has his. You know, she's
not Tony
particularly
before, right?
sweet, but
she
doesn't
did.
Want,
but yeah. like you know, she made her choices and yeah. she's happy with them.
And maybe he doesn't want to be involved, but then he gets involved.
She doesn't want him to be involved.
Right.
Yeah.
She's going. Wow. What are you doing?
She won't take
from these people. Do you know what this could lead to?
When was the last time you watched this?
Would Artie Bucco at all?
Yeah.
Mm. When it aired.
Okay. Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're remembering Artie Bucco in the name of the restaurant?
Vesuvio.
30 years later? 35 years later?
Yeah.
What about you? When did you watch it?
Well, you know, I watched the show when it aired, and then I watched
That's
one episode for my friend's podcast.
Okay,
once.
Okay. Craig Rowan?
We all do these
Craig
podcasts.
Rowan?
No, I was never invited on his show.
Okay, he should.
Not once.
Rectify that.
Not an email, not a text.
Not an email,
nothing.
Not a text.
And I'll tell you what. That podcast.
Watch it.
Is not being recorded today, but I am recording a podcast today.
Yay!
It was for Spellman, for Joe Spellman's.
Loves
podcast. Some podcast
beans.
He had about Sopranos.
Belly beans.
Love that dude. As you may or may not know, Sean and Spellman and I were on a sketch team together.
We were all on a
in the
team
early
together.
To late 90s.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Wow. Did the 3-on-3 tournament as well?
Oh my God, we did.
The three of you were a sketch.
No,
crew?
we were in a bigger sketch group, but the three of us did an improv.
Did a 3-on-3.
Which I feel like we did. I feel like we did well.
I thought we did a great show.
Oh, okay, that
we
means
lost
we didn't
on
win.
The boats. Yeah.
I feel like we did a great job. That's really funny.
Yeah,
yeah,
look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Yeah,
I dare you.
UCB 3.
No,
I just sort of wonder, because think about having Anthony Hopkins on.
Yeah.
He's in of advanced age.
Okay.
He's going to be dead very soon.
Oh.
Is.
It's not a great contact for us.
Oh, right.
Well, that's
okay,
my concern until I start thinking. am I going to be on the first episode where someone dies? And like, I'll be prepared.
Right. What are you going to do?
Be a hero. Okay, this is interesting.
Because Jesse David Fox style?
Start blasting his belly button like Jesse David Fox.
You'll know exactly what to do. I mean, he will die. Like, the part of the premise is that he does end up dying.
The premise of his life?
But the footage.
But here's what I'm concerned about.
The premise of life is that we die.
Does he have to die in the first 4 minutes for it to really,
it would be really helpful. Really hit?
Oh, we could, honestly, people won't stick around
it. I'm going to tell you something that obviously will look bad on my ass, but we could edit it so that it is in the first 4 minutes.
But I don't know if we want that because,
yeah, okay, go ahead.
Then if I stick around and do a lot of funny stuff later in the episode after he's dead, I feel like that maybe doesn't reflect well on me.
So here's how we do it.
Okay.
The first 4 minutes is you recording.
Yeah.
Some version of like, hey guys.
Yes. After the
fact. So obviously it's out in the world now what happened in this episode. And it was really, I cannot listen to it.
Yes.
It's a really traumatic event to participate in. But I know that Tony would want this episode
to go out.
To be out there. Yes.
Yeah. Like, winning awards.
This is like he said before the show that it was his favorite show.
Yeah.
And that if I released it, it would not look bad on my ass. He called it my Howard's End. but he gave me his blessing. I think he knew it was coming for a while.
It was a gift. It was a gift. He knew. Oh.
It would mean so much if you're a fan of him. Please. It would mean so much to him.
Are you checking on Howard's End?
The Silence of the Hams.
Oh, nice. Okay, let's keep going.
We're
going to
do all of them.
Let's do them. Come on. Pull them up faster, Kevin. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Notable films. The Lindbergh kidnapping case.
We're not getting anything. Amistad.
I mean, you could just call it the two popes.
Kevin, come on!
His filmography is a separate page. It has to be.
Yeah, Kevin's like kind of like me. He's more of an...
Go to the bottom!
Wow, he's going to IMDb, I believe.
Oh, he spelled it Anthony.
list of performances.
Okay. So I'm seeing the bounty, obviously.
Film.
And go ahead and make that font bigger.
Yeah, make it too small. The bounty will be the booty.
No,
yes.
Yeah, that's easy.
The doll's house is obviously going to be...
The white bus is the white bus.
Yes. Ham Stoker's Dracula.
Wait, you know that there's other words for butt than ham?
not necessarily.
According to this filmography,
okay.
Not really.
Yeah.
Sportswood. Spotswood.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be probably like, wait, let's see. Spots.
Mm. Okay, keep
okay,
going.
Hold on. You already did that one. Shit. Mm-hmm. Chaplin, probably Claplin. Mm,
Shadowlands, probably Shadow Ham.
The Road to Wellville.
I mean,
probably.
No one else is pitching other words.
I said Claplin.
Surviving Picasso.
Sorry.
That could be Surviving Big Asso.
Meet Joe Black is probably Meet Joe Back.
Meet Joe Crack.
You know, yeah.
Oh, Crack, of course.
Yeah, right. Either way.
The Human Stain will just stay that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Bahamian State.
Proof is going to be Ham.
Hannibal is Hammable.
Hannibal. Alexander will probably be like Hamilton.
Right.
Just like,
that's probably who it was about.
Yeah, for sure. There's no way of knowing.
Fracture, which we already knew. Yeah.
Thor's going to be
Beowulf is Booty Wolf.
Solace will be Saul Ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Blackway is going to be Crackway.
Red 2 is Red Cheeks.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Two Popes. We already got that one.
Yeah. It's just the two popes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Armageddon time.
Rebel Moon can stay as is.
Oh my God, Rebel Moon is great.
Armageddon time is probably Armageddon ready to pull my pants down and show you this big ham back here.
No, that's for sure what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did a bunch of those.
So we did that, and I can't remember why.
Well, I think because we're getting ready for the Super Bowl halftime show, which is like where
Jesse David Fox would probably be Jesse David Ham.
Jeffy
David Buns Fox.
But I think, I guess the halftime show will be me, Hayes,
Jesse
and
David
Anthony
Zero
Hopkins.
Zero Fox Given. So for the Super Bowl halftime show,
it'll be the two of us. Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins will die.
He will die, perform life-saving CPR.
When we cut to the Super Bowl halftime show is when you have to do your like, hey guys, like, because we need that to be the hook.
It's like
before Sean can be funny at the beginning of it.
I'd like to be cracking
watching.
Jokes, making Anthony Hopkins
But everyone
laugh.
Knows he's that Anthony Hopkins like, is going to die.
In his last moments, he was actually really happy because Sean was like cracking wise, getting some like
now,
big,
is he
big yucks
gonna
off.
Going to know that he's probably going to die during this episode, or is he basically finding out from this
little
speech
watching?
That you're
doing? That's interesting.
Okay, so
is he watching? Like, he's right there. And, he's sitting at the same table.
Oh, interesting.
Well, we have to figure out the blocking and the lighting cues
because we know that he's gonna die. Does he know he's gonna die?
I don't know why people are interested in the episode otherwise. No offense to the show.
That's okay. It's
but it's like us two as guests.
Could be a good story if you did the whole introduction saying that this is the episode where Anthony Hopkins dies, but you decided to do it as a Super Bowl halftime show anyway. What an amazing ending if he actually ended up not dying in the episode.
Okay, so the me doing the preamble is a guess, right? Or is it based in truth? Is it based in knowledge? It's a guess. It's we think.
I'm just worried.
I just, like, feel like I have to have all the answers right now.
Yes.
Do you feel like we're doing so much heavy lifting in terms of figuring out this halftime show and killing Anthony Hopkins?
Why?
Yeah.
I would actually love to know why this just happened. Why
and this
Kevin
is a Hollywood lesson.
In
this
the
is
middle
it.
Of the episode,
ask
I would
for
love
it.
To know.
You know why it happened? Because I asked for it.
I asked for it in an email.
You ask for what you want in an email.
Story of my career.
And I want it. I wanted it. I didn't want it later. I wanted it now. Because if I got it later, I'd never get it. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. Kevin's got a way of putting things off. See his garage.
How do we feel like it looks?
Oh, it looks.
Oh, my God.
It really, really bad. Bad. Up here.
Zero contact would probably be Jesse David zero contacts given.
Yes, probably because he wears glasses. Yes. The show will be one spotlight just on you.
Yep, Gaga style.
Just you talking. Everyone sees two
up
shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Imagine
sorry,
if,
little
one,
monsters.
If one person... We just have to... Someone has to talk before that and be like... during commercial break.
Okay.
Be like, everyone needs to shut the fuck
just
up.
Just to the people in the office. I mean...
it is kind of an office.
Just the people in the stadium.
This is... I mean, it's work. It's work.
It is work.
We're all at work.
It's a football player's office.
That's a great way to phrase it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. We're at fucking work right now.
I am at
you
work.
Are
this
at
is
my
job.
Job. Yes.
You have come to see me at my job.
This is my place of work.
Yes.
This is a career for me.
Yeah.
So please be respectful. That
and then
said.
And then the light goes up.
Okay. One spotlight on me.
And go.
Hey, America.
Nope. We actually are allowing
are
a couple other
Jesus
countries to watch
Christ.
The game this
okay.
year.
Okay.
It is being broadcast
okay.
everywhere.
Yes.
Not everywhere.
How about just like a simple, hey, everybody. I'm not going to say the other places.
All the other countries?
Yeah.
Sup.
Okay.
What?
Sup.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like Saudi Arabia.
Sup. No, I would, yeah. I mean, I know.
Nah. So it'd be kind of like, sup. Sup, everybody.
Just to lighten it a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah
okay.
But let's get the tone exactly right.
So,
because you are about to say, I do think you should say sup everybody, but in a way that is
a little solemn.
Like kind of the gravity of the situation.
Solemn. Oh, I forgot about the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Sup
okay,
everybody,
so...
Like, sup everybody, what's goody good, but like in a way that...
Okay, great. Okay, so blackout.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the spotlight.
Boom. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah,
don't you think
what's up? It's sup, everybody. What's goody good? And then I think to let them know there's a delay is like, we are about to get popping in a second here.
Okay. Okay.
But first.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Blackout. Foomp. Is the.
Okay.
Sup, everybody. What's goody good? We are. About to get popping in a second here, but I just have to tell you guys, this is about to be a really special and intense episode of WikiHole. We have three of my best friends, like always, three of my best friends on the episode. You got your Hazy Boy, you got Shawnee Bonney, and you got Tony Soprano Hopkins. And unfortunately, this is a different kind of WikiHole tonight.
It's exactly 6 feet deep, this particular WikiHole. That a great man is buried inside it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So we hope you enjoy this WikiHole. In his name, you know, we pray or whatever. We throw his name up. We throw his name up.
Not everybody. Yeah.
Prays, right?
Yeah.
Not yeah. So maybe more like in we yeah. In his name.
In his name, we throw up.
We throw up, and then you hear a little from my throat. And get
and
ready.
He's
for
sitting
this.
Right there, and he's kind of learning like, this for the first
heck?
Time. So he'll be like, "All right,
all right, must be talking about someone all else."
Right. Seems like I'm going to be passing away.
My tummy was hurting earlier this morning, but just thought it was from
I
all
thought
the
I was nervous.
Okay, great. And then it goes WikiHole or whatever.
That's what the theme song is.
It's kind of like
WikiHole.
Yeah, that's my niece
that's
Clover.
What I figure
that's my niece Clover.
Yeah,
if you really care.
Is that the one who I met?
All I do is care.
Yeah, you met her.
That was the same one.
The baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
no.
so. When did you? Oh, did you meet a baby?
At the
baby?
Show.
Wait. Oh, that was Georgia.
Jesus Christ, you got enough
I have,
yeast.
I have so many nieces.
She's so odd-coded.
Georgia, those. Georgia, I'm sorry for being so odd-coded.
Jesus
Georgia,
Christ.
Wait, guess what? After seeing that show, I brought my niece Georgia back to meet the cast, so to speak, and Georgia, who is funny as hell, said, I learned some new words tonight, and she said, pussy.
Wow.
10 years old.
But you before the show.
Cut that out. No, keep it in.
No.
Put echoes behind it.
But cut this out. So if Jazzy David Fox wrote an article about that stand-up show, he'd be called Messy Shaven Fox.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.